This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. Top aides to U.S. President Joe Biden have begun talks with a group of moderate Senate Republicans and Democrats on Biden's proposed $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package. The talks come as Biden faces increasing headwinds in his effort to win bipartisan backing for the initial legislative effort of his presidency. Lawmakers on the right question the wisdom of racking up bigger deficits. Those on the left are urging Biden not to spend too much time on bipartisanship when the pandemic is killing thousands each day and costing more jobs. One key Republican, Senator Susan Collins of Maine, said afterwards she would reconvene a bipartisan group of focus on more targeted packages. Two White House officials say that President Joe Biden on Monday will formally reinstate COVID-19 travel restrictions on non-U.S. travelers from Brazil, Ireland, United Kingdom, and 26 other European countries that allow travel across open borders. The official spoke to the Associated Press on the condition of anonymity to discuss the upcoming order. Rioters have set blazes in the center of the southern Dutch city of Eindhoven and pelted police with rocks at banned demonstrations against coronavirus lockdown measures. Officers responded with tear gas and water cannon and arrested at least 55 people. Police in the capital of Amsterdam also used a water cannon to disperse an outlawed demonstration against the lockdown on major square ringed by museums. A video showed police spraying people grouped against a wall at the Van Gogh Museum in Eindhoven, 125 kilometers south of Amsterdam. A central square near the city's main railway station was littered with rocks, bicycles, and shattered glass. This is VOA News. Federal law enforcement officials are examining a number of threats aimed at members of U.S. Congress as the second trial of former President Donald Trump nears. That's according to a U.S. official briefed on the matter. Part of the concern is ominous chatter about killing legislators or attacking them outside of the U.S. Capitol. The threats and concern armed protesters could return to the Capitol have prompted federal law enforcement officials to insist that thousands of National Guard troops remain in Washington in the coming weeks. Trump's Senate trial on a charge of inciting a violent insurrection is set to begin the week of February 8th. The center-right incumbent candidate has won a resounding victory in Portugal's presidential election. Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa captured 61% of the vote Sunday to serve a final five-year term. He had widely been expected to win, devoted most of his victory speech to COVID-19 pandemic, saying his first thoughts went to his victims and its victims, and promising to work for an economic recovery once it was all over. The socialist candidate Ana Gomes came in second with 13%, but close behind was a third, Andre Ventura, a newly arrived right-wing populist, whose 12% was a stunning development there. Israel announced the opening of an embassy in the United Arab Emirates on Sunday, just over 4 months after signing an agreement to normalize relations with the Arab Gulf monarchy. Israeli authorities said their embassy, which is housed in temporary offices, will promote the full spectrum of relations between the two countries. Israel has announced in recent months agreements to normalize its relations with four Arab countries, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Sudan, and Morocco, under the sponsorship of former U.S. President Donald Trump. In the wake of this wave of standardization, many trade agreements have been signed between the United Arab Emirates and Israel in the agriculture, food, tourism, and high technology sectors. The Kremlin on Sunday accused the United States of interfering in Russia's domestic affairs and downplayed the scale of the weekend protest when tens of thousands rallied in support of jailed opposition politician Alexei Navalny. More than 3,500 demonstrators were detained in protest across the country on Saturday, several injured in the clashes with police in Moscow following Navalny's call to rally against the president Vladimir Putin's 20-year rule. The West has widely condemned the harsh tactics used against demonstrators. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.